Shanti, so today's topic is how common is common sense. When I read the topic, immediately it comes in my mind, common sense is not common thing. All the time, not at all, yeah, it's not at all. But we have to use it every on and off. So first we start this topic with a story. Once there was a squirrel and a lion. The squirrel was very hardworking, sincere and honest. The lion king was also very honest. The lion king was her master. Once the lion king said to the squirrel that you are so hardworking, so I have some tasks to do. So can you do it for me? So if you will do this task, I'll give you 10 bags of walnuts. So the squirrel said, yes sir, I'll do it. So the lion king gave her the task and she started working. She was so hard working, so all the time she was working and working and working. Sometimes she get tired, she won't rest, but she didn't rest. Sometimes she see that her other squirrel friends are playing, enjoying and all. So she also wants to go with them and play to enjoy it. But immediately it comes in her mind that if I will do this task, I will get 10 bags of walnuts. So for this, she continues to work. The time passed and passed and passed on. Then one day the king lion came. She finished her task. He said to her that, oh little squirrel, squirrel, you finished this task very well. So as I promised you, I am giving you these 10 bags of walnuts. She becomes so happy. She took it and went away. Then she took the walnut to eat. But what she found, that now her teeth become so weak that she can't eat the walnut. Sorry? She doesn't have grinder. So she was not able to eat it. She became very sad. I did so much hard work for this walnut, but now I am not able to eat it. In the same way, nowadays people are running and running and running after to accumulate wealth at their position. They are doing all things by hook or crook, they want it. So they are leaving their peace and happiness in life just to gain, just to acquire these material gains. So is it a common sense? This is not common sense. By losing our peace and happiness in the life, we are running after the material gains. This is not common sense. So what is common sense is? Yes? Anybody? So common sense, all the time we are listening, the common sense is not common thing. Or somebody do some wrong thing, they then say, you don't you have common sense? It is exactly uncommon. It's very uncommon. Common sense is not common thing. So what is common sense? Common means simple. And sense means logic. We all know logic is very difficult. Everybody can't apply it at right time. So common sense is very difficult. It derives when common sense is used, when we don't have real knowledge to do sound judgment, then we have to use common sense. This sound judgment derives from experience than study. Every time we know, we all know, every time study is not useful. Like this, we learn in our, whatever learn in the textbook, can't apply exactly in the practical situation. We have to apply our sense with the help of study, with the help of study, we have to use our common sense also, and then we can do things rightly in the, our practical field. People who are having common sense are reasonable, reliable and practical. We see that in our home, our mother cooks food for us. She is not a degree holder cook or she is not a chef, but she cooks very well. If sometimes the dish not made properly, what she do? She use her common sense, her experience, and make the things proper, and we enjoy it. The same way, many times we see that the mechanical who repairs the vehicle is more intelligent, works more perfectly than the degree holder mechanical engineer. The mechanical engineer may not find a fault, but the mechanical who is not, he is just 10th pass, or he may not be educated, but he found a fault and repair it. So this comes by experience. Every time knowledge, every time study is not essential, you need it experience. So it is the common sense, it's a mental ability to judge the things and to understand the things. It is mental ability to cope up with the situations and the challenges of the life. So everyone has common sense, but they use differently. They have to use in their field every time, but everywhere they don't use it. If I am in legal profession or you are in medical profession, you use it there. But it doesn't mean that I will use this common sense everywhere. Like people have so much of money, so they don't use it properly. They use it, they waste it into gambling, they waste it into in addictions, in alcohol or in drugs and whatever. So this is not common sense. Common sense means you know, you should know to use the right thing at right time. So the another thing, when we are in the field, we have to cope up with the sanskars, with the other seva sati, or when we are outside, we have to when we go outside, we need to understand the people of the outside offices. They are not big kids, so they always criticize us. They try to make bring hindrance in our work. So we need to understand them. So when we have to use the common sense, we need to understand other person's feeling, their situations, why they are acting so, why they are behaving so. We need to understand it, and then we have to cope up with it. And for this, we need common sense. Second thing is manners. Right from our childhood, our parents, our teachers, our elders always teach us how to behave. Means if somebody is helping us, they teach us say thank you. If we commit mistake, they say no, you have to say sorry. Or when two people are speaking with each other, then you should not intervene in them. This is the manners. So that time, if some person is not behaving mannerfully, then we say he is mannerless. He don't have common sense how to behave this time, or how to speak with the elders, or if the situation is such critical, then how to behave or how to talk in that situation. So these are the things when manners to behave having with manners. Is also common sense. So next is we see in our field, or everyone has experience. What happens when we are teachers come in our contact? What happens? They say they call us at the morning 5 a.m. or after 2 p.m. or right in the 9:30, 10 p.m. because that time they are free. And sometimes we get so much upset that they don't have common sense what time they should call us, because in our field we need papers all the time. If there are no papers in our hand, we can't reply them properly. No, because we have to see. They just ask, can we meet tomorrow in this time, or what time we can meet you, or what about our papers, what happened? They even don't bother to tell their name or their center's name, and they immediately start querying us. So many times we get upset. Actually we should not, but we get. But that time we say that they don't have common sense. Even in the same way, if I am having some sickness or I am having such pain, which is unbearable at 10 p.m. But that time, if I say that I am well acquainted with Dr. Sachin and Dr. Hina, so I can call them and ask for the medicine. So is it common sense? No. I am well acquainted with them doesn't mean that I disturb them at any time. If I have some problems, If I have some problem, I have to contact the local doctor or dispensary and take medicine. And when they have their OPD time, that time I have to go them and consult them what happened, this thing is happening with me and I need medication. So they will give it. And in the same way, if my phone got stuck, it got hanged and it is not working at 9:30. Or Wi-Fi is not working. That time I can't say that the Brother Shyam is there and I am well acquainted with him. We are in good touch. So I will call him and say that my phone is not working, so come and just check it and make it okay. So this is not right. This is not common sense. So we are well acquainted with some person doesn't mean that we have full right on that person. They have also their own time. They are also their own privacy. I should not disturb them at any time. In the case of emergency, everybody do that work, right? Like we have also, if there is emergency, we work up to 12 p.m. Up to night. We did so much work like this, but it doesn't mean at every time we are there for your service. In the same way, if these doctors also work when they have emergency, they come at night, 1 p.m. and on any time they come and do their work. But it doesn't mean that any time they will come and ready for our service. They can't be available for me every time. So this is common sense. We have to be very careful while using this common sense. The third aspect is in Marathi there is one proverb, "Hatte todun paatacha mage lagai," means whatever you have, you leave it and run after the things which are not approachable, which you can't achieve it. When I have a job, I'm getting good salary, but if I'm not satisfied with it, then I'll say that no, I'll apply for that other job, and for this I need to take training and all that. First I have to take training and then I have to give exams, and then if I will pass out, then I will get that job. But if I leave this job and I take the training, but if I may not pass in the interview, then what will happen? This job is also gone, and that job also I can't get. So, if you want to run after the things, make sure that what I possess will remain all the time. Then only I can run after the other thing. So, in the earlier time, what happens? The people who are from well background only do law. Because they were not sure whether I can do good practice or not, I can earn money or not. Those who have good background, they are well settled, they are they have enough money to spend, they only do love, they only enter into the love field. Otherwise, if the common person who doesn't eat for two times, and if he do law and if his practice will not flourish, or he will not earn money, then what will happen? He will be starved. No? So whatever you possess, if you possess enough thing, then only you can, you tend to run after the other things. So you have to make sure. When common sense is not common, then I am emotionally not stable, emotionally disturbed, or thinking, overthinking on some situation, that time common sense is not common. And when I have to make it common, I have to make the common sense is common, what I need? I need high emotional quotient and high spiritual quotient. That time my common sense can work properly. So how it becomes common? When I meditate, I create good thoughts, and it resulting it, I get the stability of thoughts and mind and emotions also. This leads to clear thinking, and which this clear thinking allows me to tap into my common sense. For example, if that is not related to this, if someone shouts at me, what is the human tendency? He shouts back to that person. But what common sense says, that if the dog bites you, you don't bite him back. So if the other person is shouting at me, then why should I shout back him? Sorry? No, yeah, I don't become dog. So what I have to do? Instead of shouting back, I have to do, that time I should be very wise, and I have to respond insensibly, not to react. If I react, the whole situation gets spoiled and the atmosphere gets worse. No? So in the path of knowledge, Baba has given so much Srimat. How to wake up, how to eat, how to do work, how to do yoga in while doing work, everything. And Baba has, I forget one example. I see Chandrasekhar Bhai and I remember. It was in earlier example. If, when common sense is used, if, earlier I told you that I can't disturb the doctors or anybody other in their, when they are not in, their office time is not there. But we can disturb Chandrasekhar Bhai. Because if a party comes at 2 a.m. in the night, so they need accommodation. So they can wake up him up that we need accommodation. But that is also, if the party gave him proper prior information that we are reaching at the time, and if he is not available, then that time only we can disturb him. Otherwise can't. So now our point is going on about Srimad. So Baba is given Srimad for everything. And he put a perfect example of Brahma Baba. So Baba says that follow father, don't see at brothers and sisters. Because they are not till date perfect, so they may commit mistakes. So what common sense we have to, we say that he is doing this like this, she is doing like this, they are Maharathis, they are so-called Maharathis and they are doing this. So, but it is not common sense. Baba already has given us the perfect example. We have to follow him only. We don't need to go here and there. We don't need to wander. So then only that is common sense to you to follow Srimad or to follow the father. And the second thing is Baba told us the technique of meditation. What is that? Forget all your body consciousness and all the bodily beings. Consider yourself a soul and then connect to yourself to the Father. This is the common method. But what happens? when we sit in meditation, we do not forget our body consciousness, and we trying on we try to meditate, and then we say we cannot do meditation properly, I cannot concentrate on Baba, and I don't get experience and all. So is it not common sense? The same way Baba also teaches in Murli that if you can't explain knowledge to others properly, that time you can say, be humble and say that I can't explain it properly, I don't have that much knowledge, my senior is there, and I will call him or her and they will explain you. So that time we don't need to have arrogance, we have to keep it aside and be humble. So this is common sense. Otherwise what happens, if I don't I have arrogance and I don't call the seniors, what happens? It will make disservice. The people will say this Brahma Kumari's knowledge is not good, they can't explain, they can't clarify it, so this is waste. So it creates disservice rather than service. We are going to do service, but it creates disservice. Yesterday also Baba said in the Murli that while moving along, if you commit some mistake, immediately tell it to Baba, so that you will be light, you will become light, and you won't commit the same mistake again and again. Otherwise what will happen? You will be heavy and your sanskars will become pakka, and you will commit, keep on then, you will commit mistakes every time, right? So if we want to be light, we have to use the common sense. What Baba has told us, what Baba has given us Srimad, we have to follow it. No? So, lastly, that sometimes what happens, we have to, when we are outside, and people don't know about our knowledge, and immediately we can't explain them that I am in this knowledge and I have to do this and that, these are my dharana and all. So that time what we have to do? We have to use our common sense. And we have to be yukti yukta. Such as earlier Dr. Hina told us that she went in some marriage and there she has to eat. That time what she told? That I am having stomach pain. I can't eat it. Doctors are not permitted me to eat it. So this is common sense. You have to be yukti yukta on sometimes. So this is where we have to use the common sense, and though it is not the common sense is not common thing, but if we want to make it common, then we need to improve our emotional quotient and spiritual quotient. We don't need to use only the intellectual quotient. We have to keep balance among the three quotients, and then we can improve our, when we keep balance in it, then we have wisdom. And when we have wisdom, we understand the other's feelings, other situations, and then we can act rightly at that right time. And we don't get affected from the negative situation, and we can tackle that negative or chaotic situations very well. Om Shanti.